Ki leitoi Hashem amai v'nachalasai le'yazof. He will not abandon his heritage, his inheritance. What does that mean? What's nachla? Nachla is Klal Yisrael. A nachla is something that gets passed down from generation to generation. Malbim on Tehillim explains that's us. We are Hashem's special portion, his heritage, his inheritance in this world. We're Kaddish and Miyuchad Lelekehim. We're set aside, we're special, we're unique, designated to Hashem. Or as the Malbim says another place, we're a Nachla, which means we have a special, unique relationship with Hashem. We're his portion in the world. Through our Kedusha, through our dedication to him, we're his special portion in the world. It's this special connection that spans generations. An attachment to the Shechina. The fact that Hashem is always there for us and we're always there for him. Hashem never leaves us, he never abandons us. Even if you have a Jew who strays from the path, doesn't serve Hashem the way he should, or she should. Maybe they've just got a desire deep, deep down inside them. That's enough. It's enough for Hashem not to let go of the connection. In fact, if we go to the Chassidish HaTorah, they say in the name of the Maggid of Mezritch, Nachla li Yisrael Avdo, which we say towards the end of Tehillim, in the Hoidus. What does that mean? Nachla. The Chassidish should take on it. Nachla is a lashon of being chayle, of being sick. What does that mean? Klal Yisrael chayles ava. We're lovesick for Hashem. Even if we're not able to act on that love because we've got a Yetzirah, because we've got a physical body that gets in the way, nonetheless, we're in love with Hashem. Deep, deep, deep down, we want that relationship, we want that connection. And therefore, when the Yetzirah gets in the way, that's just something external. Really, Nachli Yisrael Avdo. Deep down, we're lovesick for Hashem. And therefore, the Sefer Dedaim Basada, this Talmud of the Noam Eli Melech, says Nachalachsa Le'Yazov. That's the same thing again. This idea of being Chaylas Ava for Hashem, lovesick for Hashem, that means he's never going to leave us. In fact, if we go back again to the Maggid of Mezritch, on this idea of Nachla Yisrael Avdo, if you have a Jew that's lovesick for Hashem and desires to serve Hashem, even if something gets in the way, we can't serve Hashem properly. It's the thoughts, Machshava Kamaisa, those thoughts of closeness, of desire for Hashem. They do so much. They achieve so much. In fact, these foreign occasions are two levels of Chodesh Ava. Solomon Rebbe says in the base of Ram, the first thing is you just have such a love burning in you for Hashem. Second one is that a person feels sick because they don't feel love for Hashem. It's two types of sickness. But at least knowing what we're missing. If we can't even feel that love, to know what we're missing, a chaylas ava, it works both ways. Nachlas aleyaz of Hashem never, never abandons us, because deep down we have that connection with him.